step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I live in Friendswood.
Your forecast is at the bottom of the hour on 740 KTRH.
So, where are we going as a civilization? Are we going the path of the Roman Empire? God, I hope not. Or is this just a blip on the historical screen? Just one of those things, just like, you know, Nazi Germany. Just one of those things you got to live through, and better times are coming. Let's talk about it with Jim Hansen, author and political commentator. It's easy, I think, to get a little depressed because it seems to be very few things we can count on anymore. And I know you talk about sports and academia and entertainment, and a lot of us gave up on them a long, long time ago, but now we're seeing other things. We're seeing institutions that we used to rely upon, like the military, for example, and the Pentagon going woke. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It really, truly is a depressing thing to be an American right now and look at what the left has done to our society and to our governing structures. And I think there, if you're not afraid and a little bit concerned about it, then you're not paying enough attention. But I don't want people to get the idea that we can't recover from this. It's just going to take a lot of work. And our team has to really, truly get engaged, get involved, and fight back. And that's really where I think people need to go ahead and say, this is enough. You know, I'm not going to live in a country where the state takes power over my life and uses, you know, the organs of our security apparatus to force me to do things that the Constitution doesn't allow. We need to plant a flag in the ground and say, this is the point of no return, and we're going to push back.
Is the proverbial wall, you know, that the firewall, the last resort? It's our court system. It's the Supreme Court, isn't it?
You're absolutely right, and that was one of the things that Donald Trump did that no one else could do, was defeat Hillary Clinton and make sure to put three appointees on that court who were not clones of Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. You know, they believe that the Constitution is there to be edited into whatever form they need to do the social engineering and the fundamental transformation the left wants. So whatever you think of some of the, you know, the decisions that have come out of the court, overall, we got a couple generations of runway to fix this country while we've at least got people who believe that the words in the Constitution mean something similar to what they say on the paper.
Let me run this past you, Jim Hansen. I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days because I've heard a lot of people commenting on the abortion case, that might overturn Roe v. Wade, we're told, at least based on some of the comments we're hearing from some of the conservative judges. But it kind of strikes me is a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Let's say the court decides to rule in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade. That makes the pro-life movement very happy. That makes conservatives very happy. It also makes progressives and liberals incensed, where they're going to want to change the court. They'll do everything they can to change the court. But the other side of that coin is if they uphold Roe v. Wade, it's going to make the conservatives and the pro-lifers very upset, and they might want to overhaul the court as well. Is there a danger here that no matter what they decide in a case like that, that they're going to want to redo the Supreme Court?
I think that danger exists. The left was very close to wanting to pack the court, you know, at the beginning of Biden's term. And I think for some reason, sanity prevailed, or at least they chickened out in some way. Because the repercussions from that, from either side, are massive. You know, when you start to say that the last resort for what is the law of the land is now a political apparatus. You have thrown out any semblance, you know, of an actual functioning republic at that point. So I think they, you know, at a minimum, they're going to uphold this Mississippi law, it seems like. And that's a step in the right direction. If they go ahead and overturn Roe v. Wade, yes, the left will go crazy. And I think in some ways that's advantageous because the madder they get, the dumber things they do. And I think that shows normal Americans that living under that type of democratic rule is Democrat rule, is not something any of us should want. So let's hope the court gets back to what the Constitution means and makes the right ruling, and we'll deal with the fallout after that.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.